Zola.
Oh, that's it.
He could be named George for all I care.
Let's go have so some far. Fun.
Alright, let's go and have a word.
Yeah, he's with a bunch of prostitutes too, so you should enjoy this.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a good thing.
Hello there, my friends. Hi. I've had the pleasure of speaking to your friend a moment ago here, the nice angel.
Yes, these are my friends I said about. We're very interested in this business opportunity you spoke about.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that, but I'm aware you're also here for another reason. Ain't that right?
Oh, and what would that reason be?
Something tells me it has to be with the people in the back room.
Well, potentially.
That depends on the people that are in the back room.
That depends on what you want us.
We might be interested in finding one particular person.
I'll take that as a yes, then. Well, then. I'd rather not share many details at the moment, but let's say I work for a very, very powerful individual who runs a big part of the city and doesn't like it when there's people that don't respect her territory. Suffice to say, the guy who runs this place, Vanex, he doesn't respect that. And my master wants to teach the man a lesson.
I'm more than happy to help with that.
Now, before we get too hasty, had your drinks?
Yes, I had only a sip, but it seemed quite nice.
I'm just saying, if you want to have fun with the girls, they're all yours as well. Or the guy over there. I could only bring one, unfortunately.
Mm. Are they drugged?
Oh, for sure. Of course they are.
You don't feel any adverse effect other than, you know, I haven't drunk
anything.
Yeah, neither of us have. I've been straight lined this man.
Are the people sitting here are drugged?
Oh, are the people sitting there drugged?
No, they seem to be very much conscious and giving you the eye, if you know what I mean.
I was having some moral quandaries there.
My friend might be interested in that, and Helen will nod to Keith.
This is where you gotta choose. You wanna indulge in your little old thing?
I mean, if it's consensual.
You know you want to.
My own tastes run
out. It might be motorboat time.
Bloody.
Hey, Keith, don't care, he'll take all three.
All three, damn.
Jump right in, buddy. But anyway, seriously, I want to talk to Voltex. Keep getting his name wrong.
Zola. Voltron.
call me Zola, please.
Okay, Zola. You said you got some people out back. Do you mind if I go take a look-see?
Well, let me tell you what the deal is exactly. Now, I know you're here for one of the people, and that's all fine by me. But here's a problem. There is magical wards placed on each and every door of this establishment. They are essentially in cells. They're not gonna be easy to break out, I'll tell you as much. However, I've got just the thing for you. I have one scroll that would allow you to break one of the seals. However, here's a little thing about the seal, about this little scroll. As soon as you break one seal, everybody else in the other seals will turn into a fine red paste. I want to give a message to Vanex to know that he's not in control. I want this to be done sneakily and stealthily. So he knows that even though he has all these guards, all these people, all this security, he's not in control. We are.
I'm listening.
I will level with you a little bit. You've given me a very interesting proposition. We are very effective at what we do.
I don't doubt that. But let me tell you one thing. Should you succeed at this, I will give you a fine reward.
That's very sweet, but I was more warning you that we're not particularly stealth-orientated.
Well, stealth is more of an afterthought. I'd prefer this to be done stealthily, but, well...
It's at that point that you just hear Keith in the background, like, whooping. Yeah. As he's doing some sort of debaucherous kind of acts.
In plain sign, mind you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Mr. Guy. Let's stop the dicking around and get to the point. What do you need us
exactly
to do?
Exactly what I'm doing.
Use the scroll, kill most of the people in the cells, save your little friend, go home. That's all.
Alright, do you have a way for yourself and the people you brought with you to get out of here safely before we bring the entire fucking house down?
As soon as you enter that door, I'll be gone. Same for my friends.
Was that way out the main entrance, by any chance?
I have my ways. Don't worry.
Okay, good, because that main one isn't going to work for a bit. Alright, I'm happy to deal with you then.
Helen, shall we take this stroll with the scroll?
A stroll with the scroll, indeed.
You took the deal. Here's a scroll. He gives you it, it's wrapped in a fine leather sort of covering. He has a nice wax seal made of purple, purple wax. It seems very ornate, very classy. Definitely something that a normal, more rank and file, poor demon would be able to afford.
Yeah, a health scroll. Helen, should we include Keith in this? He seems a bit busy right now.
We absolutely can. One question for you, Zola.
Go ahead, dear.
Do you happen to know where Vanix is at the moment?
The back rooms have two parts. One's the cells, where the people they are feasting the fear of are located. And the other, which is Vanix's little old office, to put it in other words. More of a throne room. I've had the pleasure of being there myself. He's just next door.
Alright then.
Okay. So,
sounds good.
Little meta side here. How are we going to get through that door with the two guards? I know we've got the scroll, but we're not going to get past the guards, are we?
That's up to you.
I could try lying to them, straight up. Could just decide to start a fight.
Deception.
I'm very much a brawler, so I'm not super suited for that.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe we could start... I like the idea of starting a fight in the club and drawing their attention.
We might have to deal with a lot of people, though, because while there's not as many guards... Like, there's 5 guards here. 6 if you count the bartender.
Yeah, true. So, DM, is there anything in the crowds around us that I could maybe overhear and get like some inspiration there?
Inspiration as in what?
As in to cause a fight or to maybe antagonize someone. Is someone around me having an argument which I can maybe push?
Really not much. Everybody seems to be having a grand old jolly time. Though I guess you do have a drink and people don't really like having drinks on their shirts.
Oh, I could start a fire. We have alcohol and I can light flames.
Question, whose side are the guards on right now?
Vanix's, I'd assume.
What's to stop anyone from just saying, by the way, he's planning this, and they will go arrest him and he can fuck off into the back room?
Because he's going to pay us after this.
Yeah.
And we need him to not be dead for that.
And we're still getting, 2 Gs or something from the other
500
guy.
Each.
Oh, yeah.
And that's if we can return with Marcus, which he's probably going to die during
they
this.
They didn't say if he had to be alive or not.
Yeah, but we can't vaporize the guy.
As long as you have a bit left over.
Okay, so I think we're at the point. I think we should try to lie past these guards, and we can't start a fight around the audience, so it's going to be lying our teeth.
Yeah.
So.
What lie do we want to tell then?
Deception will be mind, right?
Deception would be heart. But it's a very smart lie, or like something that you could really twist your mind around, I would like to use mind.
I'm pretty heartless, so.
You're the heart roll, and your mind. Sadly, I'm 2 on both of them, so I can't really help you here.
Okay, so.
So, what would you count as a very mindful kind of lie? Yeah, I mean.
4 is not bad.
Well, no, the thing is, what I'm saying is, could we lie about essentially saying that one of the guards on the other side is having an affair with their partner, or.
We can tell him Ripper wants to see him.
They don't know.
He's dead.
That work for mind?
I think it would still be hard, but... Hmm. You know what? Yeah, Fuck it, why not?
Yo, you could tell him Ripper's tripping on, what's the drug's name? Tharum? Or whatever
it's called? Thanamine.
Thanamine.
And saying he wants to take over the club.
Yeah, go for it. Basically, yeah, be like, sorry there, ladies and gentlemen. I need to go have a word with me one of these here guards and straddle up alongside and be like, your friend Ripper. Your friend Ripper, right?
Well, he's my boss before my boss.
Right, well, little birdie here told me that Ripper's getting people together and he wants to start a coup and that if people want to get involved that maybe they should go and find Ripper in his usual place and bring plenty of thalamine to have a good time.
Well then, little Vanix is a bit of a dick, so I don't know. Was the roll you made right there your mind roll?
I haven't rolled yet.
Roll me.
So 3d6, yeah?
3d6 plus... I'm gonna say heart for this, fuck it. Let us see.
Plus... see if it works.
15. Yeah.
Not bad, you know what? I'll say that's enough.
Spread the word around.
You know what? Fuck it. Dude, let's go. Got some potting to do. Hell yeah, brother!
Use the back entrance.
Ah, we're gonna do just that. Thank you, mate. Thank you for the tip. And you see them start going towards the back door.
Great, I'm just gonna walk right by them and just
right.
Unlock
the door.
Question, I wanna watch where they're going for the back door, though.
I thought it was one behind the bar.
Because that one's... that's not... that's the front entrance, though.
Oh, the back door you meant.
Yeah, because that front one's locked.
Yeah, you seem to go from there.
Okay.
Right,
so we
that's
have
as far
our...
as we...
yeah.
Ah, cool, right. In which case, if no one's looking...
No one's looking.
And then just...
and close the door.
So you see, it's a very court-tight place. With a few cells, 6 specifically.
Can I call out Marcus?
Of course.
Okay.
Marcus! You eventually
hear a surprise for you,
Marco.
You hear banging on this side right here.
Okay.
You hear from me? Please let me out, please.
You have a very generous friend.
Okay, so at this point, it's going to come down to using the scroll to open the cage. Now, I use the scroll to open this cage, everybody else will die. Yes? Yeah,
precisely.
Everyone else in the prison? Well, or everyone else outside?
Everybody in the other prisons. Everybody else in the other prisons will die a violent, horrible, horrible death.
Wait, hold on a minute.
There's one other guy.
Hold on a minute. Zolo said that this place had 2 sections. Cells and an office. I don't see an office.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's also this other guy here. Is there anything we should know about this other guy, or is he just a rando?
No, he seems to be another one of those prisoners.
Okay.
I don't see that.
I'm not really seeing an issue to not let Marcus out, then.
Hold on.
No,
hold on.
I'm saying...
No, I'm waiting, yeah.
This here, you there, Gare. What are you in here for?
I was taken from my home at midnight. I have a family. I miss them.
Have you seen a guy called Vanix at any point?
What?
Never
mind. Y'all might want to take some of these here, sweeties. For what's about to come next.
You slide a pill from the sail grates and he takes it. Oh, he sleeps afterwards.
There is no office here. Have we been had?
No, the office is in the other part of the building, I'm guessing.
Oh, I thought you went through here.
Okay. So I am going to open up this cell cage door with the scroll I've got.
You use the scroll, I assume, right?
Yes, to open up the cell door for Marcus.
I think we've been heard.
So, you use a scroll, and you see as the magical word that sort of separated you from the cell. It drops. And the cell is open. And Marcus is alive. But then you hear a... from the rest of the cells, and as you look again, there is nothing but a fine paste in every single one of them.
Wait, there was people in the rest of them?
Yep.
In the darkness, yes.
Oh, we can't see them.
Yeah. Also, there's some that you literally can't see.
Okay, well, can't do much about that now. Sorry, buddy, it's your lucky day. Shall we leave?
Get me out of here, please.
Bring his ass.
And try not to get yourself killed before we get home.
Please get me back home.
Question, should we go out the front door and unlock it?
No, let's go out the back. In fact, out the back we go. Angel, why don't you take Marcus home? I think Keith and I have some unfinished business here.
Yes, I will go collect our reward and see you later. So, question, if I go out the back door, would I get stopped by the bartender?
The back door behind the bar.
Because we're going to keep
just
the front
make
doors
a run
locked
for it,
on.
Dude. Yeah, hmm? Just make a run for it, dude.
Would he be able to, though?
Barman, right there.
Mr. Barman.
Hmm?
Can I tell him the same exact lie that I told the others?
You can try. You'd have to do another roll.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the same roll, then I'll do that.
Yeah, it would be the exact same roll, but you get an roll again.
3d6 plus 6.
Plus 6. Damn, okay. Look, man.
13.
I think you drank too much. You should probably go.
Now that there is a mighty fine shame. I thought I'd come around and have a drink.
Get the fuck back. Get out of the goddamn bar before I make you go.
Right. Angel. Angel. Marcus, run.
Yeah.
And Helen is going to reach over the bar, grab the bartender by the back head, and slam his face down on the bar.
And I'm going to shoot my ass.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take this opportunity just to run straight out of the back.
Yeah, but bolt the bar and book it.
Don't run too far, because we might need you.
Maybe. Also, you don't want to run into guards. Where did he go? Hold on, I want to see what mess he got into. Yeah.
The front door.
Oh, shit. Okay, that is not the way out at all. The fuck? Oh, well, they went into the
boss.
If we
can do this quickly, we can then bar that door.
Yeah.
You open the door, you see that there's like 6 or 7 of the people there.
Whoops,
plus
not the bathroom.
Get him! I'm supposed to be here. Can I jump back and try to bolt the door, like close it and lock it?
Well, you don't know where the lock is, but you certainly close it.
Okay. I'm going to run the GTFO out of it.
Just keep closing the door every time they open it.
So yes, I thought you were going to leave.
I'll go through, close that door. So guys, yeah, funny story. Over there, there's the really big, ugly, scary guy. We should run.
Did that guy just basically just lie to us then?
No, because he didn't tell us that was a way out. The guards went through there after you ratted out Ripper.
Right. So maybe they were going to go after Ripper then.
Yeah, Zola's gone. They were probably telling him.
Okay, so what I need to know is, can I get to the front door with Marcus without triggering a fight?
Make me a skin test.
Yeah, technically he hasn't done anything. It's just me and Matt that have been...
Okay, so skin test. So that's a 6. So just roll a d6.
No, 3d6
plus 6.
So I've got a skin of 6. What do I roll?
36 plus skin, aka plus 6.
Oh, okay, so roll. Slash roll. 3d6. Plus my skin. A 5.
But you just said it was 6.
No, it's skin of 6. Sorry.
Then?
That'd be enough. 16. So with Marcus in hand, you make it to the front of the front entrance. You're about to open the door before you see a pair of fuzzy pink handcuffs on the door.
Fucker, you know it was locked.
I know, but luckily I've got a gun, so I can shoot the handcuffs off.
Nobody get out alive.
Alright, you know, fair enough. I say, they're sex handcuffs. You can probably just break them with your hands.
Oh. Yeah, so, yeah, but okay, I've got a gun, so I can shoot them as well. Just so I don't have to strength it.
Using your momentum, you actually just... I'm gonna say you fucking break through the door and make it out, Marcus.
Awesome sauce. I like that a lot.
What about the rest of the party, though?
Right, I have an idea for destroying this fucking joint. Keith, you might want to back your ass up.
I mean, there are guards around. Are we in combat yet or not?
Depends on what your next move is.
Yeah, Keith, run. Like, not out of the bar, but like at least this far away.
You want me to run behind just the chairs?
Just away enough that you're not directly on my ass. How much alcohol would you say is around the bar area?
Oh, good God. Can I stand behind someone?
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, the couches are tall enough for you. You're a nymph, but you're not really known for being tall. But there is a moderate amount of alcohol.
Oh dear.
And let me just check. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm gonna stand up and immediately start burning corpus.
Oh, I see now.
So 2 meter radius of flame.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I am also, if I can, I don't know if I can, because burning corpus is, it says it's a reaction.
Yeah, to being hit, but you know what, I'll say, fuck it, you can use it whenever you want.
And I was going to say pyromancy is a swift action.
Mm-hmm.
So can I use pyromancy to set the alcohol on the bar within my reach on fire, and then burning corpus to create a 2 meter circle blast of flame around me, just to make sure everything's lit up nice.
You know what? I like your thinking. Go ahead. So with burning... What do you want to do exactly? Again, self, tell me.
So, Helen is going to grab her long... What was it? Long Island tea?
It was a tequila sunset.
Tequila sunset. And she is going to light her fingertips on fire. She dips them into the drink and just, like, splash a flame. Mm-hmm. And immediately after that, she is going to light herself on fire and conjure burning corpus, which is a 2 meter circle of flame,
which is big enough to burn these two guys
and hopefully set all the booze around right on fire.
Yep, the wall here pretty much turns to an inferno, which I'll say it burns for around this much,
so this and hopefully that'll keep anyone from coming from here
where
the boss was.
So, flames from here, flames from there. So, this guy has to succeed in a malefic flesh test in order to not get anything big. Rolling for both, our 4 slash are 36 plus 3. For both of them. Boom and a boom. So, what's your malefic DR?
Malefic DR is 13.
Alright, so they both beat it. They only get... Let me check again. Where is it?
2d6 fire damage.
2d6 fire damage.
But they don't begin burning.
Yeah, so they take... Roll me for the damage.
Sure.
Not twice, just once for both of them.
Roll
high. 7 damage each.
And then for the other guy is dead from the fire, from both the sources of fire. The other guy just gets a lighter sizzle. However, unfortunately for you, you see that the boss has taken an alternative route.
Where is he? How did he get over there? I mean, I guess there was a connecting door, wasn't there?
Yeah. You could have accidentally opened it earlier. I was like, no, don't you do it. Don't open that. Don't look curious.
There was a door?
Yeah, it was completely dark, though, so we couldn't see it.
Well... Uh-oh. Well, well, well. Look what the fucking cat dragged in.
More bodies to burn. What a gift.
This is just crazy. I know there were two more of you, and you took one of my toys. Where are they?
I'd like to take a pop shot at this guy standing by the door.
By all means, like I said, Fox, you actually should be well initiative, I think.
Yeah, I think it's initiative then. Time.
Can yeah. I shoot first?
Yeah, fuck it up. I'll let you shoot.
Right, 3d6. 15 plus the skin, yeah?
It's not the hit.
2d6. 9.
Nine, that's not too bad. Okay, so punch it against this guy from beneath the couch. He sees a nymph stand up, shoot, go down. He takes 9 damage, his shoulder begins bleeding again. You hit a lot of shoulders from what I've noticed. I should probably spice up my description.
Next shot straight to the dick.
Huh.
Shot straight to the dick? I like that. So you shoot him straight to the dick.
Shot through the dick.
Shot through the dick. I assume you don't want to do any more diplomacy with these people.
Nah, we brawling.
Alright, roll me initiative, both of you. 3d6 plus your mind.
6 mind. My worst attribute.
You can't be back in a minute. 21.
21 for Keith.
18.
Damn, okay.
Hell, you might be lucky.
With that high initiative, you might actually get a chance to run instead of fighting. Which I'm saying, I fully support running.
We've made ourselves targets now, have we not?
Yeah. You fucked up. Okay, so one guy gets an 8. What the hell? 18 from one guy. Another Mook. So another Mook gets a 9. 9, 11... 11. Thankfully, y'all got the main objective out, so you're good in that regard. Big shout out to Maximum for being a good little pupper.
Yeah.
10 and 13.
We told him to run, he was a good little pet and he ran. I don't see too much of a problem.
And lastly, the boss gets a 16. Alright, so luckily for you, you go first, the both of you.
Well then, Keith, do you want to run or do we want to stay and burn?
I would like to command. It's within 6 meters. I'd like to use command on this guy here and tell him to start shooting his friends.
Alright, let me check.
Make sure everyone has the highest initiative.
Get him to do that. Back of the given 6 inches. Slither into the mind of your target, the same shape in their thoughts. Power allows you to issue a command. Not directly harmful, carries the potential for harm, adverse consequences.
He doesn't say you cannot command them to do anything. Like to go harm somebody else, so yeah, you're good. You can do it.
Right, so you want me to roll.
I need you to roll. You don't need to roll anything. You use 2 doctor's points. He needs to roll a malefic mind test. What's your malefic DR again?
12.
Well, does he beat a. Wait. Does he beat a 12? Well, let's see. He in fact does. The command doesn't go through the back of his head. He sees you, and most likely you'll be his next target. Now, that's just your swift action. You can still move or make an attack if you want.
I'll shoot again.
Alright, shoot it is.
Damn it, you. You had yourself a turn to do as I told you, but you did not. So, I think it was the 6 on that. So, that's 20.
That's a 20.
No, wait, skin 3. So.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
that still hits. That still hits. Don't worry.
Cool. And then it's 2d6. 5.
So you hit him with 9 earlier, you shoot him again with 5. He is down. Well, he's almost down. He's like, fuck! One in the dick, one in the right ball. You know what remains to do. Not the lefty.
Not the lefty.
Your puppy can't come back.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
God, loose nuts. Not good.
So, consider, with that being your turn, wait, do you want to move at all? No?
Nah, I'm going to hide behind the couch. Cover, I'm guessing.
Oh, well, alright then.
So, Helen, your turn.
Helen is going to invoke Adrenaline Rush again. Give myself advantage on flesh and skin rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And give myself an additional reaction if I need it.
If you need, you most likely will need it. You'll get shot quite a bit.
Yep. So, Helen is going to... give myself a badge. So I'm gonna go at it with the battle axe, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it flesh for that, yeah?
Yeah, flesh for the attack.
So that is
13, that's not
19.
Fun. That hits.
Going after this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
that would be 46.
46. Pretty low. Only 9 damage. Kind of atrocious.
Damn, that's really bad.
And then, can I move as well?
Yes, you can indeed.
I'm just gonna move over here and crouch behind this counter to get some cover from these lads and these lads.
That will count as some cover, yeah.
That's all I got in me.
Alright. So, it's one of the Disco Mooks, specifically this guy, who will get closer and will shoot you right in front of you. 36 plus 2. Oh, so that's 36 plus 2. Awesome, doesn't hit. So, now it's Vanix, who won the attack immediately. I'm giving you two choices. Either you die here, or give me back what I owe. What I own, we can put this aside. Your call.
Can we simply just shout over that his whatever the dude that was standing by
Zola.
The process? Yeah, it was his idea.
I mean, I think that's gonna get us off the hook.
Whose idea?
He's gone now.
The one with the prostitutes, I can't remember his name now, god damn it.
Someone who wanted to send you a message.
We are just here to be the messengers.
You're really not
supposed to shoot those.
Take some fucking responsibility for your actions.
You don't want to hear the message, that's not our fault. But you got a rat inside your team.
Yeah, sure. I take it you're not running away.
Oh. Hmm. Run? You think I should run? Curious idea.
Hmm.
Wanna book it?
I mean, I don't think we're gonna survive this somehow.
Yeah, probably not.
You're outmanned and outgunned, I will say.
Yeah. Although we don't have Marcus with us, do we? What's his name?
No, he's out. I don't say give him back, I'm saying book it.
We'd have to wait until our turn.
Yeah, it's fine. They should focus on me, I'm closer.
Maybe you should sacrifice yourself?
Oh, I've got 2 reactions and a fuck ton of health. And defense. I'm the tank.
What I'm hearing is you can't say anything. The only way you can get out of this is if they really burn through your skills.
It's trauma health, yeah?
Yeah.
I have 42.
I have
46
and 15 defense, so I'm fine.
Is that...
Oh,
you're pretty tanky.
Oh, defense is
12. Yeah. But anyhow, no, I think we'll tell you to go fuck yourself, actually. Keith, you agreed?
Oh, fuck it. Might as well.
Carefully, mind me, literally.
So, taking that as your confirmation for standing to fight, Vanix will first go for... Helen, as he approaches you, you see his eyes full of pure darkness and malice, shaking to your core. He's using Malicious Gaze, one of his abilities, and I want you to make me a heart test, Helen.
Oh, fuck, that's my worst stat. I only got 1 in that.
Well, that's perfect. Against a DR of 14.
3d6. Makeable, but only just.
Only just, yeah.
3d6. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, that's an 11.
Alright, so. You, my friend, are shaken. You get the shaken status, which gives you disadvantage on heart and mind tests, and you also take 1d6 mental damage.
Mental damage.
It's just damage.
Okay, just damage. Okay.
The type is mental. So you only take one damage. Uno damage.
Oh, only one.
However, that's not before he comes in and gives you some actual physical harm with a punch to your face.
Bare knuckle brawling, I can respect it.
Plus 4. That doesn't hit, I assume?
No, a 13 isn't gonna quite do it.
Nope. So that's the end of Vanix's turn.
Now you don't seem so tough.
He doesn't take comments kindly. As Vanix is taking care of Helen, this guy right here is gonna come by and will try to shoot at our little limp friend. Now, you are behind a couch, and I will say the couch, for you at least, counts as cover. Now, how does cover work, you may ask? There's two types of cover, partial cover or full cover. While you're behind partial cover, attacks made against you have disadvantage. So this guy is gonna make an automatic shot with 5 disadvantage. 6. So that's an 8. That doesn't make it anyway, but he also rolls a 5, so that goes down to a 3. No cheese whatsoever.
Is that there meant for me?
Get out from there, you knee biter!
Make me, bitch.
So that's a lot of the guards that come from there. You see a few more guards make it from the top room. They won't take their actions yet. However, there's this guy that you did shoot earlier, who is going to move in closer, which does not count as cover for you anymore, and he's going to make a few automatic shots as well.
Is that even a human shield?
Human shield? Oh, it's... Are you gonna take the patron?
Hell yeah.
You gonna take the patron shield? Okay, so, human shields... I need to add actually the proper rules in the book, but how we imagine they would work is that they essentially have HP that once it's reduced to 0, you start taking damage. This guy has... I think I say the human shield's only like 15 health.
Fine by me.
3+2. So, that would not hit you. Somehow. Wonderful. Wonderful all around.
We are neo-dodging these bullets.
Time to shoot to shoot again.
Time to shoot shoot again. Indeed. Would you look at that? The enemy came right
point
to
blank.
You.
I'm gonna shoot him in the bollocks. 16,
that's not a hit. Now go for the damage roll.
Pop goes the easel.
Oh, 23, but with your previous roll, that is enough. Pistol shot, but one, but considering you've hit his right nut, his dick, and now straight into the gut, he is...
Indeed.
Oh. I'd like to also then swift action, if I can, the other guard here to try and get him to, again, shoot his boss.
Good one.
Alright, go ahead. I think that'll be the last of your darkness. You've used 2 before. You used mesmerize. What else? No. You would have used 5 up until now.
Yes, I have 1 left then. Okay, remind me again what I need to roll.
You need to roll nothing. You need to roll a mind test against your malefic DR, which is. Foxic. and here we got. He fails. So, up when his neck, when his turn comes, he will start firing at his boss.
Cool.
Now, however, it is not his turn, it is Helen's turn. You're surrounded by two gigantic piles of flesh.
Your punches seem pretty weak. Whatever magic you tried didn't have much effect. You know, I was actually considering running at some point. How foolish.
You get the beating you deserve, bitch.
You did 1 damage, sweetheart. I'm not so scared of you. I do think you should be scared of me, though.
Go ahead, Helen.
Yep. Sure thing.
I have a feeling y'all are enjoying being assholes.
We love it. It's our favorite thing.
Well, this... I'm just an enabler, then.
6+.
Does that go through? Oh, so that is 21 to hit. I'm aiming for the big guy.
21. That's enough. And do you have advantage?
Until the start of my next turn, I think it was. So I don't think I do have advantage anymore.
No, not anymore.
Sad.
All right. Sad indeed. But what can you do? So go ahead, roll for the attack. That is not a hit.
I'm getting shit damage rolls. Like, real bad.
Oh, that's still pretty good. That is 14, my friend.
Yeah, could be better, but yeah, 14.
Yeah, could be better, but it's still good.
And
so 14 damage as you try to cleave through Vanix's body. He takes a step back. You manage to just slice his chest somewhat, but he's still standing. There's black blood bleeding over, dripping all over the floor. There's flames behind you as the bar is set aflame.
Oh, look, only one of us is bleeding.
Not for long.
This is fun. Yeah. I like you. Turned out.
Damn.
Makes two of us.
So, this guy right next to you, he's gonna do something else. He's not gonna go for just a stab. He's going to try to grapple you to make things easier for his boss.
He's in the fire.
Oh wait, right. Yeah, he wasn't burning, but he has taken a bit of damage. So how grappling works is just a contesting flesh test.
Mm-hmm.
So roll flesh, he rolls flesh. If he wins, you know what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized that I'm using the wrong stat in the book. Perfect. Oof. Anyhow, I need to go do some very thorough proofreading. So
Bobby play test.
Roll your. Yep. Nice. Roll for flesh. Got. I almost had a critical failure. Are you kidding me? All right then. Let's see. Can you do any worse, Helen?
And this would be for. What is this for?
Flesh. Okay. Flesh. To see if he actually grapples you or not.
I don't think he does.
I
can physically do worse, considering I've got +6.
Well, if you roll critical failure, you fail.
No.
But you don't, so you succeed. So, he tries to grab you by the hand, but you just nudge him off. However, this gives Vinex the opportunity to go for a hit. Let's see, is there any of his own malefic abilities he can use?
Come at me, bitch boy.
Your wish is my fucking command! As he goes in for another attack. DC +4. And does a 16 hit. A 16 barely does,
yeah.
Barely, but 8 hits. A hit is a hit. So he has gauntlets on, so his physical attacks are going to do a little bit more like a punch. And this is the damage roll. Come on, let me do the thing right, please, game. Here you go.
3.
Are you?
Oh wait, what?
Are you fucking?
Yeah.
He has a 6 for on his own flesh score.
Isn't there?
A reaction, yeah. Correct. Do you want to block or do you want to try to dodge?
Block probably.
So a block is you roll 3d6 because you have +6 and you reduce the damage by that amount.
Okay.
Only works with physical damage, by the way. So go ahead. You roll 5, 3, 5, so that's 15. So using your hands to block the blow, you'd feel no pain other than just a light bruise on your eye, on your
so
hands.
So do I take any damage from this?
Nope, none whatsoever.
I'm gonna say she catches his punch then. Oh, how delightful.
You seem like you survive all sorts of things I could do to you.
Flattering won't take you. Won't do much good to you.
I'll say the same to you.
I'm already up here, table legging.
table legging, really?
See if you can't fit in too. He's kind of big.
So, you see one mook go behind and unload on the Vanix. The terminology I use is not the best, I know.
It's fine, we encourage it.
He won't succeed either way, so go to the three gods over here, who will make their way down, and will just... All of them are gonna shoot their shot at our dear old imp. So we have...
Burn human shields.
Yeah, you've got two of them down there.
So, one's a 9, one's a 9... Okay, all of them fail. Wonderful. Actually, no, there's one roll I didn't do. How the fuck?
3 9s.
Bullets just whizzing into that couch.
These were all the exact same result. Back to back to back. Okay. Wait, hold on, did I? Okay, I did the math formula right, I was confused. Alright then. So, it's back to you, Keith.
Oh, well, no, sorry, you were right. Those three rolls that you did for the enemy, they were 3-3-1, 3-3-1, and 3-3-1 were rolled.
Yeah. The dice are not in my favor today.
You're right, Matt. They are locked in here with us.
Well, I'm no longer locked.
Wow.
Right, so the one
they can choose to run. They can shoot. Away.
That's a 12.
It's a 12 for you shooting?
The one closest to me.
This one. Yeah. That would be enough.
Sweet. 2d6. Please be a 12.
Yeah. What's your flesh?
Oh yes, plus flesh.
Not your flesh. Skin. Sorry, I'm
plus
stupid.
Plus 3, so 12. Oh, it's 12.
So it's 12. It would have hit.
No, it's already hit. He's rolling damage.
Yeah, already hit. That's damage.
All right, so that was damage. I apologize.
It's all good, man.
That's a 9 that doesn't kill him, but he's looking very hurt. Now we're back to Helen. Oh wait, hold on. Wait. Take a step back. Hold on. You used command on the other guy, right? All right. So now is when maintenance rolls come in. So some builds, as I mentioned, need to be maintained over the course of multiple turns if you want their effects to continue on. This is one such ability. You can drop it if you want, but that means he will be freed. He will not longer be controlled. If you want to upkeep the power, you need to roll 3d6 plus your soul versus a DR versus a DR14. 12 plus the power's level.
3d6 plus soul.
So, yep, gotta be the 14.
Ooh, plus a 2.
Unfortunately, that is not enough. So this guy snaps out of it. Don't forget your own perks, my friend. Don't forget you're a mastermind and you have access to a few nice stuff.
Yeah, what do we? Backup plan, cutting words, leader's command.
Let me tell you what they do in the book. I got it right here, right in front of me. So, backup plan allows you that after you fail or an ally fails a test, you can grant them advantage on a single future test of their choice. You can only use this once per mission. Cutting words allows you to say something painful to the other person and they take 2d6 mental damage. And that's leader's command allows you to give a command to the crew, such as attack this guy or floor it. And they get, and when they, if they follow your order on their own turn, they and requires them to make a test, they roll with advantage.
So what do I need to use for using any of these? Is there any kind of ability for that, or is there anything I spend for that?
Not an action. No, they don't need an action, nor do they require some resource. You can just use them if you wish.
I would like to very quickly pop my head up above the sofa and go, "Cunt!" at the one that I just shot, and then duck my head back down.
Cunt! All right, roll me 2d6. I should probably balance that out of the building, Howard, but
purely because I'm gonna kill him with the word 7.
3d6.
Power word,
so that's
cunt.
16.
Wait, 3d6, you say, or 2?
Oh no, 2d6. So this guy is down. He has 2 trauma remaining, but he's looking very defeated. The entire crew just unloaded on you, and they did nothing. So cunt is a very powerful word in this scenario. Power word cunt.
It means
so now that this
go
mook,
but
it isn't a very powerful word. So mook goes in for the stab. 3d6 plus 2 against Helen. That's probably a miss. That is. Oh, that's actually.
Yeah, matches my DR.
Damn. Okay. Do you want to dodge or no?
I'm gonna block that if I or can I dodge still or
you have
do
a
I have to block?
Oh.
Or, well,
you can dodge, you can block, but if you use your block or dodge, you cannot use it again until your next turn. So
did I use my block after I went, or before?
No, you wait, have you had your turn? No, you...
Because I blocked big asshole's
damage. Wait.
It
was Keith, so now it should be you, so I'm stupid.
Ah. Never mind.
So it's been your turn, so let's take a step back. It's your turn.
Okay, because because I blocked big asshole's damage earlier, so I wouldn't be able to block again.
Yeah.
Big bitch.
But
speaking of which,
It's your turn. Once it's done, you can use another reaction.
Remind me if this guy's damaged. He is, right?
This guy right here, yep, he's damaged. Remember, he was caught by both your burning corpus and the tequila explosion.
Okay, I'm gonna go after him then.
Finish him off, understandable.
Yep. Oh, man, it's only 11.
That's enough to kill.
Oh, it's to hit him, though.
Oh. Oh, well, unfortunately for you, that's a miss. However, Mr. Backup Plan Man. Uh-huh. You can give your friend advantage in their next roll.
Yeah, go for it.
With your backup plan.
I didn't know if I could use it already or not. But yeah, sure.
So, on a single future test of your choice, Jay, you can get advantage, as per your old buddy's backup plan.
Right.
Don't know what plan that is, but it's a backup plan,
so
all right.
So not right now, though. Not on this roll.
Not on this roll. Any future roll. So, unless you want to do anything else, now it's this guy's roll. Which I'll roll again.
Can I stick Burning Corpus on myself again?
Burning Corpus. It is a swift action or... Oh, wait. He needs to hit you first, but
I
once...
Know.
But if he hits you, you can do
yeah.
it. 36 plus 2. And... blah, blah, blah. Nope. So, Vanek's turn. No. He
hit
is
me. You know
pissed.
You Let's see what he can really do.
Fuck you. And he'll do something very, very funny. So, from the gashing wound in his chest, you see more and more and more blood, well, dark blood pumping. And before you even realize it, the entire floor is coated in this dark, soul-draining essence that you begin to... You feel it's beginning to take a toll on your own soul. He's using one of his more powerful abilities, Anathema's Gauntlet. A 3-meter area around him is filled with darkness, and everybody in it, well, except for the guy, for his fellow friends, take 2d6 void damage at the start of every turn.
Holy shit, that's a lot.
Yeah,
what's this?
2d6. If you end your turn within the corrupted area, you must succeed in a Malefic Assault test or take 4d6 damage, so it would be in your best interest to book it from that area next
yeah.
turn. So, but for now, you take 11 damage.
And there's no way to block that because it's Malefica, right?
Yeah, it's a spell. You cannot block spells and stuff.
So 11 damage. Okay, we might need to run. Up till now, I was whooping his ass, but that's a bit too much.
You take a little bit of damage and you book it. Weak.
Hey.
Go into the office.
So that.
I'm curious
that would be the end of
how
turn.
Much health that boss has. You had a good few good swipes on him.
No, I've only hit him
yeah.
once with any amount of damage. Okay. He's just been like kitten punching me. He can't do shit either, except for this apparently.
Mm.
More mooks, they will use all of their actions, all four of them, again, to shoot at Keith with their automatic attacks. One, two, three, so that's four. Okay, so all of them hit, but remember, all of them have a disadvantage. More specifically, 4d6. There's a chance that one or two of them might hit. So first one, highest rolls a 4, no. Second one, highest rolls a 5, no. Third one?
Highest rolls a 6.
Highest rolls a 6. Ah, wonderful. And lastly... Okay, so none of these hit.
I need to balance this out.
But anyhow!
I'm just sitting behind a chair, just jacking one out. I'm an imp.
You've been shot by multiple automatic shots and you're just...
I mean...
Nothing.
What I'm gonna say
nothing
is Rambo shooting is great.
Jacking it, whack.
Rambo's using his thing. Damn, okay. Alright. So, Keith, it's your turn once more. What is your course of action? I have a feeling that maybe you should not stick around for too long.
I'm a flat for punishment. I want to shoot this guy again, just to finish him.
Alright, go ahead.
Skin, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
12.
12, that hits, and for damage, oh, was other damage, no, that was just a hit.
7.
And that would be enough, this guy, Dedamundo. Now, you still have your movement, which you can use to book it.
How many times can I use that cutting words thing?
3 times per mission.
Well, I guess I'm calling some other cunt again.
Howard, cunt.
Cunt!
Exactly.
Matt, so, when you go back and edit this, please make that, you know, the Skyrim fucking sound effect for the roars.
Right, what was that? 2d6, wasn't it?
2d6, yeah. Though I think I'll need to debuff it. Like, it's 2d6 damage it can do for free. So it was a bit of a more... It was a cunt with a voice gag. It was a cunt!
It was an American accented cunt. The least powerful cunt.
Yeah, only a British cunt can do real damage.
The Aussies can do half.
Yeah, you haven't had the Scottish yet.
Yeah. They are cunt!
I mean, the word cunt in Scotland is just a casual word you say every day.
It is. So we greet each other. That's right.
Can I just literally... Is there a chance I can use Leader's Command and tell Helen to get behind the sofa?
What are you planning on doing that you keep telling me to hide?
Well, because you just get, like, more chances of not being hit. We can attack from the sofa. We have a sofa fort.
I don't have range.
Damn it.
Well, I have daggers, but they're shit.
No, to hide behind. Yeah, you can just stand behind them when they come around. We could just stab them.
We could, but I think I'm going to have to book it. That guy's void splooge was nasty.
Damn it.
Void, the void splooge.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Oh, is it my turn?
It isn't your turn, unless... Keith, you want to use the English command on Helen to get back on the couch?
If it gives her advantage on anything, then yeah, sure.
I already have advantage from the other thing, right? Backup plan.
So, I'll say, considering that there's a bunch of people here that are all surrounded you, you're not in a good position whatsoever. You can... Oh, sorry, I'm losing my mind. It's like 2 a.m. and I'm beginning to lose some bolts.
Let's wrap this one up.
Let's expedite this. So, you can use skin... I will say you can use a skin test to try to slither between everybody and get behind the couch.
Alright. I'll do that.
Alright, make me a skin test.
Man, you don't do any damage to me. You can't even hurt me nicely. You don't get hurt yourself very much. Now you've ruined my new boots with all this blood. I'm bored. I'm leaving.
Hey, where you think you're going, girl?
That is plus 4, so 15.
And roll me 2d6 for the advantage. And the highest of the 2 is a 4, so that turns it to 19, and I think that is enough.
Come hide with you. Hello.
How good are you, found my human shields?
This club blows. There's nothing interesting happening. Can we leave?
Oh, but surely now, darling, you want to kill these sons of bitches.
I guess. My dress is ruined, my boots are ruined, and it's getting late.
Oh, lady,
you can run, but you can't hide. I will find you.
We're right over here, dumbass. We're not hiding for shit.
See, they're not even smart enough to be fun to hunt.
I don't think it's very smart, my dear. I think it's a bit dumbass. Grab yourself a human shield. They are quite useful.
Alright, so, to expedite the situation, let's wrap this up slightly?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
So, getting a few prostitutes as human shields, you dart across the room. That takes some shots for you, but otherwise you manage to make it out unscathed, running it into the night. Into the night. You regroup with Maximum and Marcus a bit outside of the bar, not the bar, the disco, and before you even realize it, a few days have passed, and you're back at the office with a job well done, a smile on your face, and a job well done.
Ah, nice to see you guys again. I see you got yourself out of that bar. That was
no thanks to you, pussy boy.
Hey, I'm the man who was concentrating on getting paid. You were the guys who fancied hanging around and shooting up the place.
I never did check on that trash cone one. I forgot about him completely.
Oh, he ain't gonna survive that. I locked him in there.
Fair enough.
If anything, he'd be quite nice to eat by now, I imagine.
We should go back. He's been slow cooked.
Well, I forgot about him in the barrel.
Get some fries on the way there.
Look, a few hours have passed. This guy has a perfect golden crisp around him right now. Ain't no bother going back for him.
I need that, actually.
Oh, so cannibalism is not below you, gotcha.
Nothing is.
Not in hell.
Anyway, let's talk money.
Well, I can't say I am too surprised you did a good job, but I am very happy. So, as I said, 500 limboost each and every one of you. Sending it right into accounts. Oh, and by the way, somebody left a letter for me. Well, not for me, for you. But there's a little something for me as well. Here. It has that same purplish seal that the scroll you used earlier had. Ooh. And as you open it up, you see there's a black card, first of all. And second of all, there is around 1,500 limbos for every person.
Oh, so we get 2k each now.
In cash.
Lovely.
Yep. That's a great amount.
We helped the Vortex guy out, I can't remember his name.
Zola.
Voltron.
Yeah, so we helped the Zola guy out. We got those.
Turns out he did keep his word.
How nice.
Well then, friends.
I thought
unless y'all want, you know, part A, I'm gonna continue to my duties as a contractor. And you can shoo off.
Just while I ask, anything about that there therapist? I hear he had some terrible habits.
Therapist? Haven't heard anything about that.
Looks like you should make a return visit, my friend. And I've got a succubus to see.
Ah. Well, the wheels of hell march on. You go see your therapist and you enjoy yourself.
And I put someone into therapy.
Well, unless y'all want anything else, you can screw off from my office.
Alright, don't tell me twice.
There we go. Nice.
You get out of Ikator's office with a smile on your face, lots of limbos in your pockets, and another good job to put in your own little portfolio of mercenary work. Y'all, I don't know if y'all will stick together as a mercenary group or go your separate ways, but either way, you drift across the night sky and you are lost in the endless streets of Sodomora looking for your next job or perhaps a little bit of fun. A little bit of fun to relax from the bloodshed and abuse and torture and cannibalism and skinning and threatening and drugging and kidnapping and blowing up and pocket bombs. Prison pocket bombs.
Wait, arson and robbery and breaking and entering and
sodomy.
Property, desecrating a corpse.
Desecrating a corpse. Well, let's not forget sodomy. Yeah. That's also
like the city's name.
Assault. Sexual harassment.
Assault of all kinds.
Fraud, in fact. Credit card theft, identity theft.
You know, I need to make a checklist for this, I'll be real.
Oh, we'd fill every single slot, bud. Right, that's been great, though.
Thank you very much for running that. It has been an absolute pleasure. It's now 12 in the morning.
It is 2 in the morning for me.
Oh, boy. Damn.
Don't worry, this is still not as bad as the time I had to wake up at 4 a.m. for a session.
Ugh, horrendous.
Sorry, very quickly, we're going to stop it now.
Right. Yep. Thank you very much. This has been a Pint of Theory playing...
Hellborn
Descent. Sorry, I'm tired. Bye. Thank you very much, and goodbye.